Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the voicemail box of Two Hoes.
I'll be your lover.
Welcome to Honey Hush. I am your host, your girl, Stephanie Beard. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We got a great show in store for you. We're going to be talking about the question tonight is, would you date yourself and why? I want everyone to call in. Press the number one. The number to call in is 515-605-9376. Again, that's 515-05-9376. Press the number one. The chat room is open. You can log in to the JK Network and create a username and a password. I can read your comments out of the chat room if you don't want to call in tonight. Also, too, I just want to mention last week we had a great show. We played Family Feud. We went up against the Kings in the Morning. We beat them. Honey Hush beat them. Thank you to my team, Daryl Plowden, Kimberly Virgil, Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, and my good friend Juanita Smith. We had a great show. We beat the Real Delia show as well. It was a great time here, and it actually was one of the top shows for Honey Hush that week as well. We had a lot of listeners listening in. So tonight, again, we're going to be talking about the question tonight is, would you date yourself and why? We have a quiz to give you if you, you know, to see if you would date yourself or not. So the board, people are, I see you guys are calling in. I want to get some more people that's going to on the board. But before we do that, and I got to stop saying, I gotta catch myself because of that. I listened back to one of my shows, and I was like, dang, Stephanie, why you keep saying So I'm going to catch myself. I got a little sticky note up here say, don't say tonight. So, again, the question tonight is, would you date yourself and why? It's going to be interesting. I was talking to Mr. King just a little while ago, and, of course, he said he's going to call in tonight and probably disrupt the show as usual. But it's okay. I'm fine with him disrupting the show tonight. Oh, there I go again with the Okay, I'm going to stop doing that, you guys. But before we get into the show, I'm going to go ahead and play a song and wait for some more people to get on the line tonight. Again, the chat room is open. So if you do want to be in the chat room, just create a username so I can read your comments out of there. And see, I got to replace that word. And so I got to get, I will read your comments out of the chat room. So you you can log in at thejkingnetwork.com, and I will definitely get your comment out. I'll pay attention to the chat room. Last week I didn't have time to do that. So we're going to get into it, you guys. Let me go ahead and play this song really quick, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Honey Hush.
Okay.
emotional. Just because we're kissing don't mean we are dressing.
No,
you ain't creeping and suggesting those freaky little things we could do for the aunt.
No,
baby, gotta let you know. If and when the time comes with me and you set this slow, wrap it up, cause I ain't carrying your embryo. You're staring at a woman that'll slap your ass to the floor.
Damn.
You say I ain't right, but you keep coming back, cause the girl's tonight. Yeah, you ain't spending the night. After we done, head back to the wife. Yeah, I know it feels so nice. Swing by for some love tonight. I heard
that it's so special. All you get to get is a sister.
Kiss and make it over though. Yeah. Hold me tight, hold me close. Turn out the lights, knock you out, call you comatose. Boy, you rocking with the most. Estelle, take you on a ride like a roller coaster. I heat it up like a toaster. Boy, bring your buddy over. I know what to do. Lay it down, put the zoom zoom on you. Yeah. Trying to play it cool. You know you want to drool like a baby, do. Come on. Boy, I'm through with you. Get your shoes on, cause I'm using you. But listen,
it's so special. All you get to get is a sister.
Welcome back to Honey Hush. That was Estelle out of the UK. I love that album. It's called Shine. The title of that song is called Wait a Minute. It was released back in 2008. Great, great album. If you don't have it, I mean, the entire album is the business, for real. Okay, you guys, so we're back tonight. We're talking about would you date yourself and why. I want you guys to press the number one. But before we do get into it, I'm going to read this story about this person who he actually posted it on Facebook. He put it out there. It was interesting when I pulled it up. It's from a article called But That's None of My Business, and this is a credible website. So he posted on his Facebook page he is dating he has a baby or a child, a little girl, by a white woman. He's black, and their daughter is biracial. And so what he did was he went ahead and got his daughter hair done. He got French braids, cornrows, whatever you want to say. He got her hair done. And so, you know, he has her a couple of days out of the week, and the mom has the baby. So they share custody of the baby. So what happened was he basically got her hair done, and his name is Nick Harris. He took his daughter to get her hair done, and Harris then sent a picture of the little girl, fresh cornrows, to her mother. However, their conversation immediately turned racial, as the white mother does not like her daughter having, now I'm going to quote this white woman, an ugly black hairstyle. Now, mind you, this little girl is biracial, so she is black, according to society. And so she wrote, it's ugly. My kid is more white in my eyes, not fully black, so she don't need that ugly hairstyle, is what she wrote, according to the text message she sent back to Nick. And she said her hair for me, the natural curls, she said, Nick, I don't got to embrace that side of her. This isn't her history class. And Nick responded, well, he actually posted this, the entire text conversation on his Facebook account and put her on blast. And the feedback, I was reading all the comments on it. If it was wrong for embracing his biracial daughter's blackness and her texture, the post definitely went viral because, you know, people are going to chime in on that. Personally, I felt like if you got to be careful who you lay down with. This woman laid down with a black man. I don't understand why she don't think that this child or she can't embrace that her child is biracial. She has black blood running through her. And when I read this, I was like, this chick is a trip. But then I also got to look at him because you laid down with this woman. You should have known what her values and what she thought about having a black child, because that's what she has. She has a mixed child, a black, biracial child, whatever you want to call it, mulatto or whatever you want to call it. She has, to me, you would think she would embrace the fact that her daughter is biracial and that she would at least consider having her daughter having corn. I mean, most white women are trying to be like us any damn way. So for her to come out there and say she feels that is an ugly hairstyle, I was like, I was offended. What's up, Jay? Welcome to Honey Hush. What is your thoughts on this article that I just read?
Well, I didn't hear the whole article. The whole article.
Okay,
so,
well.
If you want to tell me the article, of course, I'm smart enough to have something to say.
Oh, my God. All right, so this black dude has a child with this white woman. He went and got his daughter's hair done, and he got cornrows, French braids. We call it French braids, cornrows, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he sent a picture of the hairstyle, you know, to the white mom, showing, you know, he got her hair done. And she said, oh, no, it's ugly. My kid is more white in my eye, not fully black, so she don't need that ugly hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he posted all the entire conversation on Facebook that they had. And, okay, so I'm going to try to read it. She said, so it started off, let me go here. I'm trying to blow it up so I can read the entire post.
So let me ask you this question. So she doesn't like her daughter with the little with the plaited hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And she, and now the husband and wife, are they still together?
No, they weren't married. They just had a child together. They were you know, in a relationship at one time.
And she lived with the mom, right?
She does live with the mom, but he has her. They share custody of the child.
Right, but the mother doesn't want her to have a coon hairstyle. Basically, is what she's saying.
Did you say coon?
Yeah, coon. C-O-O-N.
Why would you say coon? Why would you?
I was just saying what her mom was saying, just in a more direct way.
Okay.
So now her mom don't want her to have a hairstyle. Her daddy is like, she part coon. She should have the part coon hairstyle. I like the hairstyle on her. So then he put it on Facebook for everybody to have
the
a debate as to whether. Yeah. So first of all, it ain't a Facebook conversation. Okay. It ain't a conversation for Facebook. It's a conversation for a man and a woman to have about their child. Now, evidently, they don't have a real relationship with each other, mom and dad, because they haven't been communicating.
Right.
So before dad really can do something like that, dad should be talking to mom and say, hey, you know, is it all right if I get her a hairstyle, you know, because I know, you know, that this ain't the normal hairstyle. Or, well, while she's with dad, she can have whatever hairstyle she wants. And if he want her to have the cornrows, he can. But when she get back with mom going to do what she want to do with her. So that's how that got to be. That's how it's been up to this point.
Well, basically, that is what she said. I'm going to take her hair out as soon as she get there. But for her to say that's ugly is where I got offended, because it's not ugly. She laid down with a black man. First of all,
okay, but she thinks the hairstyle is ugly. She got the right to think.
I understand that, but she said it's okay. Let me read this. She said, but she, he said, but she's black. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm not her father. She said, I don't care what you say. I don't like it. Never will. No, no. Sadly, no. Sadly, you're her dad. She said, no. You're her dad, but she don't need her hair like that. Now she laid down with this man. So obviously she got a problem with this man at this time.
What did that have to do? I mean, why did she have to have a problem with him? Because she said, you know, she have a problem with the hairstyle. You can't say she have a problem
It sounds like she doesn't like him anymore because he's not with her. She got a problem now that they're not together. I bet you if they were together, I bet you she wouldn't have a problem with her.
I don't know. That's conjecture right now. You're making assumptions that are based in your feelings. So
right.
you can't base these types of.
If she was with him in a relationship,
I don't think
this white woman would be battling
but you're making,
him
again,
over the
you're
fact
making,
that they. I know
you're
I am making
assumptions.
But I know
so,
I am, and
so
are you.
So it's a no. I'm not. I'm not making it because I haven't assumed anything. I haven't said one way or the other. I don't know what I said was. I don't know what they would do. I do know this. When she with her daddy, she can have whatever hairstyle she wants because she got it with her daddy. And when she with her mama, she can have whatever hairstyle her mama wants because that's what's happened up to this point. So I suspect that's what's going to happen up until they decide to have other conversations or until the girl gets grown enough.
Well, why do you think she thinks the hairstyle is ugly, Jay? She said ugly.
Well,
my kid
I'm going to tell you
more...
why. Well,
no, listen.
Well, because
she said,
she's a white
my kid
woman.
Is more white in my eye, not fully black, so she don't need that ugly hairstyle.
Well, maybe
okay?
she thinks it's an ugly hairstyle. Maybe
oh,
she thinks it's an ugly hairstyle
How
for black girls.
How can she say that she thinks her daughter is more white than black?
Because it's her daughter. She's a white woman.
But society see that little girl as black,
Stephanie,
and you
but
know that.
Stephanie, but you're making an argument when there is none. This is why I say you got to become a better show host.
It is.
And
I
you have to.
Don't even try to come on here questioning me as a show host like you try to question me being the best Steve Harvey that I was, okay?
Well, you were not
so
a good Steve
Harvey.
Don't
even try that.
I mean,
everybody
said you weren't a good Steve Harvey. Everybody I talked to said you weren't a good Steve Harvey.
Okay, I just opened up Ali's mic. Ali, did you think I was a bad Steve Harvey show host last week?
Yeah. Let me say this, Stephanie. You know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and if people want to think one way and if people want to think another way, then so
True.
Be it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
if you
That's why I have
a good
my
Steve
opinion.
Harvey, then you believe you're a good Steve Harvey, and who cares about whoever ever said
okay.
anything different?
Right. I agree with that, but Jay is trying to come on here trying to say that he just feel like he can be a better host than I can be as Steve Harvey when we know he can't be. He's
well,
so
I
controlling.
Can. I obviously would be. I would
no,
be a
you're
great
too controlling.
Steve Harvey. That's why I would be
well,
a
you
great
know, Jay,
Steve Harvey.
Jay's a good dude. You know, he's a little old and he try to treat people like his kids. You know what I'm saying? We got to bow down to Jay. You know, I love him. You know,
I don't bow
and
down. I don't. You know, I don't
sometimes.
Bow down.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Jay,
that's part. That's
Jay
why
just
you,
don't
that's
know.
Why sitting on the dock
you know,
today now.
You know, we
yeah.
on his network, you know, so, you know, he making the way for us. So he's got to bow down.
Yeah, that is his network.
I just bow down
network.
To the you know, brother.
It can't
you know, I
be
love
a
him.
Network
I just say whatever.
It can't be a network if we all weren't having shows on here. Okay, so look.
Well,
I
let
just
me just say this
to
you. It's a network,
Mike.
Not a network. Like
I said network.
Be,
I didn't
and
say
network. I know you didn't say network, but your neck is working is what I'm saying.
No, my neck is not working. I just opened up DLW. Mike, what's up, DLW? Welcome to Huddy.
Hey, what's going on, Stephanie? How you doing?
How you doing? I'm fine.
You know, I got one thing to say about that Family Feud thing. I didn't check it out last week, but, you know, Steve Harvey normally says, 100 people surveyed, top 5 answers are on the board. To see if Jay was hosting, it would be 100 people surveyed, top 5 Jay King answers are on the board.
Right. Thank you. You are so right on that. You know me. He would have went totally against the answers that were
D.O.W.,
the questions and the answers
like
that were
that.
Out there.
I expect that from D.O.W. It's the reason why we called him the, you know, the bus driver.
Hey, well, you know, I got a question about the kid.
Lady, bus driver. The father.
Did the father?
He ain't gonna never let you live
that
now.
The child. Hey, but that's all good. It's cool. It's cool. Did the mother or the father ever ask the daughter how she felt about the hairdo? And how
right.
old is this child?
The little girl's only like 3 years old. She's like 3 years old. He sent a picture of she had just got her hair French braided, and he sent the picture to the mom, and she went in and said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? She's saying that this hairstyle is ugly, where that's a part of our culture. And I feel like she was disrespecting us as a black community, saying, oh, she's more white than black. She is not more white than black. She's both. She's 50-50. She has white in her, and she has black in her. And society see her as being a black woman, whether she believe it or not. And he said to her, your child is mixed, sweetie. She's half white and half black. Her skin tone doesn't affect her race, but ugly hairstyle? Is that serious? You send her over here to me looking like a turkey? Mixed girls don't wear their hair with bangs. She said, I don't care. They don't have them in beads and ugly braids like that. Go ahead, treat her like a black kid. I'll treat her how I want. You're stupid.
Wow.
That's
what
she said in response.
Honey,
yeah, but she just mad at him. She, you know, like you said earlier, she just mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't really mad at black people, but she know if he gonna put it out there on the spit, she gonna make a whole mockery out of it. That's all.
But see, she didn't know this is the text messages that they were going back and forth on.
Right.
He put the text messages on Facebook. She wasn't aware of it until, of course, now it has went viral, and everyone on here is weighing in on. You know, giving their opinion on it as I am, and everybody
did
else.
Did she weigh in on it? Did she weigh in on Facebook at all?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see her weighing in on Facebook about it because people are on his side. Everyone has said is going against her because she is sounding very racist.
Oh yeah, well, it sounds like
he
got a little PD. He got a little PD if he went on Facebook.
Why does he have a little PD?
First of all, because he put it on Facebook. Like a little, he ain't got no business putting that. That's too bitchy for me. That's a dude. First of all, ain't no woman gonna talk to me like that. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. See, y'all, pussy dick is just too prevalent.
If you had
a white woman
and she was not happy with you and you brought your daughter with some cornrows or French braids, she would have said the same thing to you.
And I would have said to her, "Why she with me? She gonna have this ugly ass motherfucking hairstyle." Now, when she with you, she can have your ugly-ass motherfucking hairstyle. Mm. But with me, she got this one. So when she get with you, you can have her back. She can have your hairstyle. Right now, she got daddy's hairstyle. And that's it. Mm. But Facebook ain't talking about it.
And I agree with the situation about putting it on Facebook, but that's what he did.
Of course
she said, just leave me alone and kiss Izzy goodnight. And by the way, you never had a girl, and your sis hair different than my kids, so your mom don't know either. So all you guys can fuck off. That's what she said.
Well,
and he said, treat
her
like a.
Good for her.
Well,
I'm glad.
Honey, hush.
I would have told her to f off, and everybody who got in the middle of my shit.
Wow. Hey, you know what, Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
And Jay and Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I gotta agree with Jay 100%. And you know what?
Okay.
He should have never sent her a picture. First of all, I wouldn't have sent her shit. Okay.
That's right.
Now, but motherfuckers with PD, they better hear you what you're saying because you're telling them something that's important that will happen with your ass, and quite frankly, it could be any mother. Of any color,
mm-hmm.
especially if
mm-hmm.
you guys got a problem. So they better hear what you're saying. But I 100% with Jay. She lucky, you know what? And the little girl probably said, "Show mommy, show I like my hairstyle. Let's send mommy a picture." And that's what he did.
And
but
really
you know,
good.
I've heard black women to black men about mm-hmm. what he did to the baby's hairstyle as well. So I don't think
the
lady
had
after
talking
the black
about
chick.
That right now.
No, I just said that.
But you talk about hair.
I think
right,
I just
but if a black man got his daughter's hair French braid, a black woman ain't gonna have a problem with it. So let me just
you
say
don't
what
know.
He said. What he let me yeah I do
that's
know.
Right.
Let me just say what he what she said. She said he said back to her when she said fuck off. He said treat her like a black kid. Excuse me, my daughter is half black. She will always be half black. I treat her like a princess. And that's why her hair is done instead of looking a hot mess. But you didn't have a problem with making a mixed baby when you laid down with me, did you? My sisters are mixed. She has the same hair texture. And she said, "Kay." And then he said, "Am I wrong? Were you expecting to have sex with a black man and have a white baby? I'm confused." And then she wrote, "No, I shouldn't have had a kid with you, point blank." Mm. But, Nick, don't whatsoever you want. And on my days, I'll take that shit out or have my girl come over to take it out. She's fully okay. So what she is, she's pissed. So, Jay, I'm surprised because you always going in on woman and you always blaming woman. And now you saying what you
I'm saying right now, this man was raised by his mama. That's why he got pussy dick like that. And hopefully
you're assuming right there then. You're assuming. You're assuming
I'm
that.
Well, what I know is this. I know that pussy dick started with women coddling boys. Now, whether it started with his daddy getting coddled by his grandmother, and then his daddy bringing pussy dick to him through his mama, and they pussy dicking together, it don't matter. Pussy dick start with a woman. Pussy dick start with a woman coddling a man. And so a man that's coddled by a woman.
If the man was there to stop the coddling.
That's right. The dad might have been coddled by his mama, which made
okay,
him a, which get a boy. A
but it doesn't matter if even if a man
dick.
Was coddled
so
by his mother,
dick.
Even if a man was coddled by his mother, as you state, he could still step up and be a dad
but not
to his
got
son or
well,
to
listen,
his son,
right.
Where the
this
son don't have to
did.
Be have pussy dick.
But this is what this boy did. Of course, you can't help it when pussy dick is pussy dick. It don't matter who it come from, who got it. It's pussy dick. So where it starts. So if the daddy got pussy dick, the daddy gonna get pussy dick to the son. Let me say this to you, Steph. This is so boring to me. This conversation is so boring to me. I'm almost about to hang up because it's not a real argument. You're trying to make
oh my
an
God.
Argument with it.
Okay,
it's
Jay.
This is not an argument, Stephanie.
Okay.
This is not a real argument.
I don't know why you.
This is.
Okay.
This
I'm
is
talk-
not a
okay,
real
so
argument.
Okay, so let me just say this. When you come on Kings in the morning and you read something and you which you probably don't really allow people to comment on because you're doing all the talking.
We,
I understand
we,
that.
We comment on it.
They don't have
an
opinion, so I
we
get
don't,
it.
We comment on it, but we don't comment
okay.
on it as an
and
argument.
They don't
because you're
comment
trying to
on,
argue.
If they don't comment on it,
listen,
yeah,
Stephanie,
if they go against you.
Stephanie, this. You beat this dead horse. The horse is dead. Horse is dead. Do 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 do.
You a mess. That's all I got to say.
No, it's a dead horse.
You
are
a
real argument. Okay, Stephanie, ask everybody. Okay, ask everybody on the call. If this horse, ask if they agree with me.
I am going
because
you want them okay. to agree with you, and if
no,
you guys are afraid
because,
to give
no,
your real opinion,
no, because
he don't have the mute button, you guys.
No,
so
Stephanie,
just be clear,
don't
he don't have the mute button
at
today.
At her mama's house, her mama got control. At her daddy's house, he's got control. So
right,
mama
but for her,
is telling
what,
the
but
daddy,
see,
yo,
you're not
yo,
understanding where I'm
ugly.
Coming from, Jay.
You're
not
listening
to what I'm saying.
That
she's offending the fact that this is part of this little girl's culture. She's gonna have cornrows. for and just like Ali said,
when she
agreed,
her daddy,
this
when she
woman
her daddy.
This woman is mad at this man because she's probably
I don't
no
care.
Longer
Listen,
with him.
But y'all do the same thing. Black women do the same thing. Y'all do it too. When y'all get mad, if he put a hairstyle in that y'all didn't like,
I'm
y'all
gonna
do the same thing because you're mad at him. I know you
not,
but we're not talking about you.
Sorry. I know we not, and black women ain't gonna do that either because they gonna embrace. If he came with my daughter with her hair, okay, yeah, I'm gonna say if I wanted my daughter to keep a natural hairstyle and he came and put a perm on it, yes, I would be upset.
Well, now something different there.
Yeah, because that's chemicals.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Baby's
it's the
hair.
Same thing.
Yes, it is because you're putting chemicals in my baby's
Listen,
hair.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, DP. It's the same exact thing. If a woman wanted her daughter to have natural hair,
right?
Or she wanted her daughter to have a permed head, and the father
right.
said, "No, I want it natural."
Right.
When she gonna get mad at him about having
right.
the hair natural when she wanted perm, or she gonna
right.
get mad at him about having the hair perm when she wanted natural.
Right.
And the same thing is going to. He's gonna be able to say to her, "Hey, when she's with you, she can have whatever hairstyle she wants.
Right.
When she with me, this the hairstyle she's gonna have." And the same argument would take place.
Well,
it just so happens that because it's two different cultures now. You're talking
right.
about a white and a black. And so that becomes even more exacerbated just because we're in a more racially charged environment today than we have been in a long time.
But let me say this, Jay. The reason why she is even coming at him in that way is because she is mad that he is with a different woman, and a woman put the in his current girlfriend put the braids in her hair.
That may be
why.
So.
No, it is. Why.
You're right. I agree.
You read,
that may be so because that's
what
y'all
the reason why.
I agree. I
no,
know, that's what the
that's
women
what
do.
Who do. That's what who do.
Woman.
Woman do
that's
what?
What
right.
do. Woman get
he
mad with a man
the,
put somebody
the woman
else.
That he's with to fix his daughter's
yeah, exactly.
hair. She put cornrows
right.
in her, and the white
right.
bitch is mad because
that's right,
what,
because that's
the
what
kind
y'all
of hairstyles he put in her daughter's
that's what,
hair.
That's what women
who?
Do. Women get
the
mad.
White woman?
All women.
Right.
No. Black woman
no
get mad
because
the other black woman. The black woman.
I ain't got
black
a problem.
With the natural
I ain't
hair.
Never had a problem
with you know, when I
with
talking
my,
about you,
with,
Stephanie, why do you always put yourself in here?
The same way you do when someone brings up something.
I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes, sir.
I was gonna say, maybe she pissed off because she knew see, a black lady put those in
she
her hair.
She
knew.
That's what she
he's
said.
He's wondering if it's
she
a
said,
woman, but you know.
Well, that's what she
I was
said.
I was saying from the point that even if there's two black women involved, and the old man, lady, not the kid's mother. Put a perm in her hair, but that should be a problem unless that kid
yeah,
is about,
there's chemicals
15,
involved.
16, yeah. That's what I was saying. But other than that, I got to agree with Jay because, you know, when she's with me, this is what we're going to do. When she's with
right.
you, you know, that's what you do. But I'll probably
but
think,
for her
you know,
to say that
said,
it's
let's
ugly.
Send mommy a picture.
She's saying that it's ugly when Bo Derek try to wear French braids and all the white women try. You know, when I go to Jamaica,
well,
all the white women, all the white women out there getting their hair French braided.
That's
cornrows,
the web. Popular when Bo Derek started wearing
you know what
French
I mean?
Braids.
So stop
that's
it.
That's when it became
just,
popular for white women to wear those braids and get under the sun and suntan and lamp. You know, when Bo Derek started wearing them and have a French braids and all that. You know, so
yeah,
I'm a listen
know, in, in Jamaica, you know, a lot of white women have been accepted, you know, by Jamaicans more so than black American women. So that's why they braid their hairs like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I totally agree that, you know, I agree with that.
I think it's
but
a sign,
I'm just saying,
too. That...
I just felt like it was offensive for her. I mean, her. She has to, she like, she... For me, for her to say that my daughter is more white than black, she's not. She's not more black than white. She's not more white than black. And for
right.
her to sit up here and say what she said, I felt like I felt offended. And not only did I feel offended, everybody else who chimed in on the comment because he made it, he put it on Facebook, whether y'all want to believe it or not that he got pussy dick for putting it on Facebook, I don't care. He put it there because that's what social media is about right now. People putting their personal business out there. You know, that's up to that individual if they want to do that and have people chime in and give their opinion. That's just like me putting it right now on Honey Hush for us to have an opinion about it.
If so,
you know what I mean?
Put it on Facebook so he can have an audience, so he can get people to side with him. Even though this woman may be wrong, you know, it just sounds more if he wanted people to agree with him as opposed to agreeing with her.
Right.
Yeah. And let me say this, Stephanie, I'm going on mute too. Hey, but now, personally, when I see a white woman, African woman, Asian woman with French braids in her hair, you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking she's into the chocolate milk or she wants some of that chocolate milk. That's what I'm thinking. That's right.
Well, a lot of the white brides out there love the chocolate milk, without a doubt. That's why, I mean, we already got it. You know, as black women, we got to, you know, we try to support y'all as brothers and want to be with you guys. But y'all, you know, because we're so strong in our opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, we're so strong in our opinion, I think you guys feel like we are battling you guys, and it's because we have to take on so much, and you guys don't see some, not all of you guys, but you don't see all the things that we have to take on. And then you go over to a different nationality, and that's your choice. That's your personal choice. I don't have a problem with that. But when you start throwing up the fact, and we talked about this on Honey Hush, why black men don't date black women. We talked about that already. So I don't really want to go into that because tonight we are really talking about would you date yourself and why. And I want to know why. I want to get that question answered tonight. But before we do, I'm going to take a quick music break before we get into it tonight, you guys, because of course, Jake. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to play that tonight, huh? Because I want to
play
Good Kind of Lovin' tonight because I did help write that song. Jay dropped his call because he got an attitude.
Oh, he left?
Cause nobody,
oh, he gone?
He's going to come back. He gonna come
back. Oh, wow.
He got attitude. He probably got a phone call.
Oh, wow.
But I told him I was. If I text him that I'm playing Good Kind of Lovin', I bet you he tuned back in.
Tell me having a heaven son sound.
Yeah, a listening.
Yes.
If I tell him that I'm playing Good Kind of Lovin', I bet you any kind of money he dialed back in.
Right back immediately.
Let's see. I'll text him and see.
Let me text him. Hold on. Oh my God!
The other night,
I'm playing. 97. Good kind of. I bet you any kind of money. He called back.
Other night on 97.5, we're doing the jazz series. They played it, and they got a few phone calls, and they were like, "Hey, who was that? That song, Good Kind of Loving." And
really?
Fit it right in.
Yeah. On 97 on Kadeem.
Yeah,
oh,
but they played it with the jazz section.
Oh, so Leon loves that song, so yeah, he's gonna play it. Leon loves it, so he's gonna play it. So I'm suspecting I had a secret squirrel on the line, and they just hung up. They probably calling Jay King to tell him that I'm texting him, so I know who that secret squirrel was, and he probably called it. He probably texting him right now, letting him know, don't call in, because he just said, I already know who that is, so I ain't going to even say nothing. But I'm going to go ahead and play Good Kind of Loving, you guys. You listen to Honey Hush. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna love you, baby. Really get to know you, baby. I wanna know you. I'm gonna love you.
That was J. King, Good Kind of Loving. That single is available on iTunes. It is going to be available on the Hell and Sun album, which is going to be released on January 27th of 2017, J. King's birthday. Great song. Ooh. I was a part of this song. I did, you know, I should get some credit. I should get credit.
Where would your name be on the back of the album cover? What would it be? Executive producer or co-producer?
It should be on there. I should get some credit because I changed a lyric on there. So I feel like I should get credit for a Good Kind of Loving because
Stephanie Beard for changing one lyric. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We're giving credit to Stephanie Beard for one lyric by this song.
When credit is due, I should get it. You know, it's a great song because I even chose the out. You know, the cover. I chose that. He called me. He said, you know, I said use this, and he did. So he, you know,
can I make a comment on that though?
Sure,
quick,
go right ahead.
And I'm gonna shut up.
Go ahead, Michael.
I mean, I listened to the song, and one thing when I listen to it, and something that I'm a lover of music, and I pay attention to what people do and say, and I can tell Jay really studied Marvin Gaye, and the reason why I say
if you listen to
what's going on, what I like what Jay did with this song,
course.
It has that Marvin Gaye feel from the intro. But he also added another sound, and he did that overlay in vocals, which is a sound you don't hear really in songs today. So I got to give Jay a lot of credit because,
if you listen
to those songs, it's bringing back what I'm saying. I'm giving him credit because he's bringing back a sound really that you just can't ignore. I love the guitar track. I love that overlay and the percussion. You know, and then the reverb of that Motown sound
he's pretty much brought it back with a new twist to it in a sense. If you really pay attention to it, that reverb sound, it sounds great. It really does. It really
well,
does.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I like I said, I should have my credit because I was there from day one with the, you know, infancy of every song on that album. I've heard it from the Ruffs, and I know the lyrics to every song on Hell and Sun album. So mm-hmm. I support and I the album. It's a great album. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be a great album. The mix mm-hmm. that he's done with each song is awesome because, like I said, I heard it from the beginning stages of him putting this album together. So, yeah, it's going to be a great great album, and I hope that it becomes a hit. He said it's his best work from day one, even with Club Nuevo, mm-hmm. which I believe, I don't know if I can agree with that because I love that first album that, you know, with the Rumors album, and, you know, I just love that album. That's an incredible album to me.
Well, we ought to be
so,
looking
anyway.
Forward to Stephanie Beard's new single called
"Hey,
I Deserve the Credit."
Hey,
give me the credit, baby.
He can't give me credit at all.
That ain't Jay Stapp.
That's one of those feel-good songs, Stephanie, that you sing along with.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, it reminds me of there was a song that when I first heard it, it was just you instantly like it. I think it was called "If I Could Change My Mind" or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? I think it was
no.
Davis or somebody.
From where? Who?
I think it was Tyrone Davis, or if
oh,
I could, change
if I could
my
turn
mind,
back the
like
if I could turn back the hands of time.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it had it got that feel. When you hear it, it's just automatically, you just it you
I
go.
Mean, you hear that, and you hear
it,
the Marvin Gaye influence on there because that's his favorite artist of all time. So I mean, I hear
right.
it all day long in his music. But you know, Jay is musically he has a great ear. And I tell him that all the time. He has a wonderful ear. But my thing is, I want my credit. So give me my credit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I'm on the record. I'm on the record. He put me on the
record.
He
put you on the record.
They muted my part, though. They muted my part.
Yeah, he had. I don't hear your part on there. Sorry, Ali. He did delete your part because I ain't heard it yet.
Yeah, he had Brian muted in the mix, you know.
So if the record becomes a million seller, what percentage do you
want? I
want
my credit. I want to get paid. That's all. Too.
Okay, but you want your credit. But what
I
percentage
want to get paid.
Do you want for? No, hold on. You
he
said
can
that you,
me,
you did
he can
one
just
lyric.
Give me 5%.
You did. You did
care.
One lyric. What did you?
I don't care.
Put in there the word good.
No,
he
might have
said you got. You
girl,
no,
I,
wait.
I
okay,
said,
so this is what
girl.
Happened. Jay was saying. You got that special
I got that
loving,
good color.
And you said,
no,
Jay, it needs to be good.
No, listen. He said, I got that good kind of love. I said, nah, Jay. You trying to make this record for women to basically really love the song. And I said, you need to put it on us saying we got that good kind of love, not you.
Oh.
We got it. And
oh,
so,
okay.
You know, changed the lyric to, girl, you got that good kind of loving. And I like that. And it's
so he had it.
Today.
He had it at first as I got that good kind of loving, but you said
exactly.
You got that.
You
good.
Know why? Right.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to call.
So
we're gonna have to call. What is the show called? Unsung. So when it becomes a hit, but
he's never gonna do Unsung.
Stephanie Beard came up with a change to make it a hit. Jay
no,
wanted to be I got,
Unsung.
And Stephanie made it. You got.
Girl, you got that cook kind of loving.
Oh,
so anyway,
girl.
It's going to be
okay.
a great album, you guys. Hell and Sun, slated to be released January 27, 2017, on his birthday. It's going to be. We're going to do something big for him because it is
okay.
his birthday as well. So we're going to definitely. So let's go ahead and get into the topic tonight, you guys. The topic tonight is, would you date yourself and why? So I want to get into that and for me personally, I think I would date somebody. I would if the roles were reversed, I would definitely date myself because I feel like I'm loyal.
No.
To I'm loyal. I'm loving. Of course, you know, everybody have their flaws. I'm not perfect, of course. I have, you know, my hang-ups. Don't get me wrong. But I could deal with those hang-ups if I was a man dating me as a female. because he doesn't have to worry about me ever. I would support him. I would do. I would comply in a sense that as long as the respect is there. If the respect isn't there, then the compliance is going out the door. But I feel like as a woman, if I was a man, I would definitely date myself because, like I said, I'm loyal, I'm loving. I would be so good to him, or if I was him, I would definitely be a good choice, a good person. I feel like I'm not bad on the eyes. I keep myself in shape, you know, things like that. So he ain't got to worry about me blowing up and, you know, having that overlap of a belly or anything like that. So I just feel like I would date myself. Hold on for a
second.
Well, you kind of
slim. Yeah. Well, you kind of slim. So you wouldn't be like that one with that tire.
Kind of,
you know,
slim.
Going
I
around
am
the way.
Slim. And it's not kind of.
Okay, so,
I am.
Well, I don't think any man would look at you just blowing up all of a sudden like, damn. You know, no, that wouldn't happen, I guess.
It's not in my DNA, you know, so I'm happy.
Correct.
About that. It's not,
yeah,
in my DNA. Right. My mom is not like that, and my sisters aren't like that. My brothers, you know, they're not like that. So it's in my DNA. And I'm not saying that, you know, slim is everybody's choice, but, you know, I'm just saying that I would definitely date, if I was a man, I would definitely date me as a person because I would just, like I said, I'm, you know, I got those qualities. I feel that, you know, being loyal, being a person that I would submit to this certain person as long as the respect is there. And that's the bottom line for me. If the respect is there and the communication is there, I would definitely do it because I would be open to listening to that person. And I just feel that. So let me get you guys. I'm going to go down the line, and Ali, you're first with the with your mic open. So would you date yourself if the roles were reversed? Would you date yourself, and why?
Well, when you say dating, what do you mean? Like, you know, I don't
like
people date.
If you
date,
say
date
if
other
the reverse.
People.
Right. If the roles were reversed, say you were a female and you met you as a man, would you date you? Would you say, I'm not saying you're a woman, but if you were a woman, would you date you?
No, I got
because
that part. I was
quality.
Saying, yeah, well, when you say date, though, that's what I'm saying. When you say date, some people multi-date. So that's what I'm saying. Are you meaning like solely date somebody, like solely date me?
Yeah, solely. I'm gonna go ahead and say solely date you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, yeah. I would date me if I was solely gonna date me, because if you don't solely date me, and you start multi dating, then you know, I won't be happy with that. So, for me, I would definitely date me, solely date Ali, and you know, try to live a good life.
And so what would be the reason why you would date you, though? What would be the reason that you would?
Well, you know, I don't do what most men do in life, you know, as far as when it comes to, you know, dealing with women and also dealing with myself, you know. So a woman, you know, if I see me, if I was a woman and I saw Ali, I definitely would, you know, think that he was different, you know. He got a strong mind, said he ain't following no man, following no cult, you know, he don't follow a government God, you know, so I would definitely do it because I would think Ali is interesting, you know.
So you would date yourself because of what qualities that you have that would make you say, I want to date him?
Well, he ain't a sheep. I'm not a sheep. He ain't a sheep,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't a sheep. He's standing his own ground. And most women today, you know, I think they want a man that can at least stand his own ground and don't be a follower of other things. So, you know, that's the quality to be myself and not be anybody else.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. And so the qualities that you have for if you were a woman and dating you, so it would be because you're not just a sheep. What other qualities besides being a sheep?
Well, you know, if I'm not a sheep,
do you feel like you're
means...
attractive? Do you feel like
you're loyal? The woman would have to figure that out as she go on. You know, you couldn't really tell that in the beginning. You know, as far as attraction. You know, I don't really look at attraction, you know, too much if a person looks so good or they, you know, whatever. It's always about what they have on the inside most of the time. But I don't like big bellies, though, you know, nothing like that.
what you just said is what she looked like on the inside. Now, is it what she looked like on the inside or is it the big belly? You got to make up your mind.
Well, I didn't even know you was that big, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just listening. I come right in. And you say, you know, it ain't what she looked like, and then you say she can't have a big belly, so it is what she looked like.
Well, I wasn't finished up, bro.
I'm just saying it's what she looked like. You know, you don't want no girl no big belly. Right?
I'm glad you're back, Jay. I love you, man. You know, your show ain't good without you, man.
Oh, don't even give him that kind of credit. My show is definitely good with or without him. Don't get it wrong. I do like him here, but don't get it twisted.
I didn't mean it like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Howard Ewart is calling me. One second.
He's
tell Howard, say what's up.
Where's Lynn Tolliver at when you need him?
Right.
He's asleep.
Let me say this to you, Ali.
No, he might be chilling.
He might be listening. Sometimes Lynn will wake up and
listen to the show.
Listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let me just say this to you, Ali. If you were to date yourself, like you said, you go by what's in the inside. So you being that person in the inside, describe yourself. You being that person. I'm getting an echo. Go ahead.
Now, why would I date me?
No, I'm talking to Ali right now. But yes, Jay, I'll get to you next. But I was trying to get to Ali because he said that he goes by what's in the inside, what a person, you know. So I want to get to what he is as that person. You know, he's saying, you know, he's looking at what this person is from the inside. Describe yourself in a relationship. Well, yeah, of course. He don't want anyone that has an overlapping belly because he's healthy. He eats healthy, so he wants someone that's why he would date himself because he eats healthy. He's, you know, Ali. Are you a full vegetarian? You don't eat meat at all, or what?
No, at all. I don't eat none of that stuff.
Right.
You know, but what I'm saying by the inside, though, is that, you know, I go on what a woman thinks on the inside. So what I mean by that is on the inside of her, she would know to work out. She would know to take care of herself. You know, she would know to not be jealous and things like that. Because I'm looking on the inside.
Because that's not what you're not, right?
Right.
That's why you would date yourself, in other words.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. So, Jay, you go ahead and answer the question because we were talking about it earlier before the show started. You said absolutely you would date yourself.
Of course I would because I'm a man. Because if I'm the one woman, I want to date a man. I want to date somebody that's smart, that ain't afraid to call it what it is. They ain't afraid to put me in my place when I get out of line because I know that I'm off center as a woman and I need a man that can help me get back in check, because I'm out of check right now. So, of course, I want a man that can check me up and line me up in the right direction. So, knowing me, I was like, yeah, he the one. With me, and he the one to line me up in the right direction. You know, let's just say my woman was a show host that got her own radio show, you know, and she was dating me. She would know what to do. She knows how to be a good Steve Harvey. You know, because she'd come to me and say, how do I become a good Steve Harvey?
Okay, Steve. That's
So we got Steve Harvey on the line. Go ahead and open up his
so
mic.
So stuck on me having a great show last week. He is so stuck. I'll be telling you, we had a lot of people listening to that show. A lot. We had Keys in the Morning numbers on that show. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, mm-hmm. If I was a woman, I would date me and be excited
okay.
about it. And then I would try to stay in line. I would learn as much as I can because I know that I'm
dealing
with a
man. But she has to deal with the all about me situation with you. So, you know what I'm saying?
No, but she should. She should feel privileged.
Wow.
Yeah, she should be like, wow, I get to do that for him. Yeah.
So she should be privileged, and I get that about you because
I
know who you are.
If I was the girl, I would be privileged to be with me, and I'd say, wow, it's a privilege to be with him. Yeah. That's
and she has to deal with all the bullshit
Finally.
And just put it up aside and just deal with all the other bullshit that you do.
Well, I mean, if she got to deal with some bullshit, that's something that she got to work out on with herself.
But why can't you recognize the bullshit is there?
What bullshit?
The bullshit that you display, that you do. That you do. If you don't agree with me, it's not good.
No.
That part.
There ain't no bullshit with me. See, this is what woman. If a woman is in line, then she don't see no bullshit because it ain't none with me. But if woman
so
is
she's
out
a
of
robot?
Line like you, then yeah. No,
she's
not
a robot?
Robot. What she is?
Okay.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
What she is, she's a woman playing a position of support to a man, and she knows what she's supposed to do. And we ain't a whole bunch of back talking in that.
So if you was, but see again, if the roles were reversed, you were the woman, and you know with the characteristics
I'm not gonna be back talking. No. Mm-hmm. If I was a woman, I would be with a man with my characteristics, and I would be excited because I would know that leadership would be. I would be like, I wouldn't worry about other women. I'd be like, shit. My man is leadership. What y'all deal with, y'all might wanna get rid of that pussy dick and get some leadership in your life. That's what I got in my life. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm not rubbing it.
So you want her
That's
to accept anything that you dish out to her. You want her to accept anything that you present to her. That's I'm just trying to understand.
There's nothing that I dish out. Or just you know, as a men don't dish out stuff to women. That's what y'all gotta understand. when you guys start talking about somebody dishing out to you, y'all still a pussy. And so man, he
isn't it dicky pussy or whatever you call it.
The pussy dick. No, when you got dicky puss when you bossing.
Or pussy balls.
Fighting with a woman, and he windmilling with her. That's pussy.
You're not that man to be windmilling it. So that's what I'm just, you know, you're putting yourself.
If I'm a woman with a man like me that thinks like that, I come into it understanding what I'm dealing with. So I make adjustments. If I want to be with a man like me.
Adjustment.
If I'm a woman.
Keyword.
I'm saying, you know, immediately I got to adjust. I can't come in here off kilter. With a little loud talking, all that shaka locking and Scooby doing, because he ain't gonna take it. He will leave me, and I want to be with him.
So you think that she should just forget about her values and how valuable she
absolutely
is?
Not.
Just forget
no,
about
absolutely
it and just
not. I think that
adjust.
Values,
no, because you used the word
me,
adjust
me,
to you.
If I'm with, if, absolutely, she. A woman should always adjust to a man that she want to be with.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Got it. Okay. I got that.
And I'm going to tell you something. And when women do that on a continual basis, when women do that, watch how high she fly. Watch what she turns into. Watch where she go. Watch how her world grows.
why do you think her world would grow? Because she's making adjustments to what you want her to be and comply to what you want her to be. Why do you feel that? I don't get that part.
Because woman is under the tutelage of man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And finally she's in the right direction. The problem with woman today, the issue with woman today is she don't have no direction. Cause she don't have a man in her life the way she's supposed to. There's a lot of pussy dick out there that woman have aligned herself with. And pussy dick look a lot like man because it's a male, you know, it's a male figure.
But she's dating you, so pussy dick don't exist according to you.
That's why I said with me, she is excited that she is finally with a man, and so we're gonna be fine. So if I'm the woman, I'm like, I don't have a whole bunch to talk about. I'm with a man, so I not only is it not a lot to talk about. I'm not gonna talk to you about it anyway. Because man don't like woman discussing his business like that.
Okay. Got it. Understandable. All right. Absolutely.
Now, Stephanie, I'm going to tell you something. Stephanie, if you fall in line with that thinking,
mm-hmm.
if you fall in line with that thinking, your world going to change for the better.
Wow. I've been knowing you for 6 years now. It's not almost seven.
And that's the fact. And you still won't learn.
And you feel like I have not grown. I've been around
that
you good that long. And you feel like I'm not.
No,
that,
you know what?
Okay. I'm just trying to understand that, Jay, because I know
no,
I
you have.
I give
no,
you credit for that.
Mm-hmm. You have grown some, but you won't stop doing. You like that bucking horse that every now and then somebody gets a ride, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere just start bucking for nothing.
Well, because I don't want
to
be a robot, Jay. I don't want
to
be a robot to
nobody
where
wants you
to I have
be,
to.
Listen,
yeah, that's what
man
you sound like.
No, man don't want a woman to be a robot. What man want
I
woman
think
to do?
Some men do.
Is to fit into her role. If woman played her role, she would have a wonderful life. Woman.
And when she plays that role, even when she plays the role. A man is still not happy because he feel like there's
woman,
something better
woman,
out there that he
you.
Can train.
No, that's
or
not
make.
No, let me tell you why.
But that's not a man. That's not that. He's less of a man
okay.
if he doesn't
thank
train.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
It's
train.
Trying to
when that
train.
Word train comes in there, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So let me go down the line because Jay already gave his situation and Ali gave his situation. Mm-hmm. Let me go down the line. Daryl Plowding, you up next. Would you date yourself, if the roles were reversed, would you date yourself and why?
Okay, I'm going to ask this question. Okay, when you say date, are we talking just casually or are we boyfriend
okay.
and girlfriend?
Whatever
what,
you
want to
right. Whatever you want to see it as. I mean, again, would you date yourself for a long term, short term, whatever? You can go from there because Ali asked that question already.
Well, first of all, let me get this straight and clear.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
not a big girl out, especially if she's shapely, look like Oprah and Chaka Khan. I'm not a big girl out, especially when I was a smaller nigga. All right?
Okay.
Matter of fact, I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Well, more cushion for the pushing. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll
and
date.
That's true.
Probably short term, not long term right now. I'm speaking
okay.
personally about me. But
mm-hmm.
What else was the question? Because it's hard to follow
well,
up behind.
The role,
no, but
the
if
role,
you're a girl,
if
you're,
the
you're,
reversed,
a girl
you
dating
yourself.
Yourself.
Right.
Okay,
if
I'm
it was
a girl,
girl
dating myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, not right now. Not long term. Not into a
mm-hmm.
deep relationship. I wouldn't.
Now, why?
You know.
Why?
Because right, if it was to happen right now,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not really into that, into a long-term dating, I don't know what you call it.
You're not in that mindset.
Yeah, because I know for a fact I got some things to straighten up about me, and it's not with the weight or anything, because that's gonna come off. It's just other issues that right now, that you know, that where I'm at in my life, and I might, to be honest, I might have some anger issues, I might have some sadness issues, even if you wanna call that a little bit of depression. But I don't think it would be a good thing, because I've been told I'm fickle, changed my mind too much, and can't make up my mind. And it's true. So with that being known, I wouldn't be a good candidate to date for a long time, because that would be the reason why. And normally things don't bother me or whatever, but you know, things happen and life goes on, and that's, you know, it just, things supposed to get better with time. But that's my answer.
That's what I love about you, Darryl Plowden, because you keep it 100. You know, you look at the flaws.
What about
and
me?
The
I keep it 100.
Jay, you did not touch on any of your flaws, baby. You didn't touch on any of the flaws that you have. You talked about all the things
didn't ask me about me.
As
you
a leader, as
a
man. I totally agree. You answered the way you wanted to, but you didn't touch on any of the things that you have, of the flaws. You say you're fallible. You always say that, but you did not touch on any of that. Okay, but you didn't say anything about that.
I'm fallible. I could pick the wrong woman. I could pick
It's always the women's issue, and you never take responsibility for why that woman is.
Woman needs to work on herself.
Okay, yes, she does. She does in your eyes. I understand.
Well, Stephanie, something that Jay said, I'm a bad picker, too. I got to say, I'm a bad picker. But, I'm a bad picker, too, though. So, I don't know what that's about. But, you know, you said, you know, you've been knowing Jay for 6 years?
Six, almost seven.
I just thought about it. Shit, I've been knowing Jay over 40 years. Damn, that's a long
time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know some of his
and
flaws.
He didn't
know.
No, Darryl, you know.
You know the flaws
know
that
me.
He has, and he's not one of the flaws
me
that he mentioned.
Years, you've known me 49 years. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Damn,
over 40
that's
years.
As old as I am.
49
Damn.
Years.
Yeah. Since y'all was babies.
Since kids.
Since y'all was like five.
Little boys.
Four,
and
five.
That's incredible. Hey, basically, we all have that same attitude that, you know, it's just where we're from and how we was raised. And that's a good thing, because we could disagree, but yet we could agree.
Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know,
they knew each other back in the days of Tonka toys.
That's nice.
Pretty much.
I love that. That's one thing I have to say about Sacramento and Del Paso Heights, you guys. Are you guys been knowing each other for years, you know, since y'all was kids. And I am still in touch with people that I grew up with in that age group, too, but not as close as you guys are. So I love that. I love that about you guys. So, but, yeah, Jay did not mention anything that he – any negative shit that he has about himself, how he goes off on women and blame women 95% of the time for anything that he does. That I know.
Stephanie,
but
you asked me, you said, come on my show.
Would
you date yourself? And I said, yes, I would. And then you asked me, why would I date myself?
Yes.
I told you why I would date myself.
I agree.
Now,
I just needed to pick.
Flaws, would you come on? You have any flaws? If you would have said, I would have did a show. I would have said, yeah, I got flaws. These
but
are my flaws.
Saying,
but that's not what the show
Darryl
was on.
Plowden?
The show was on
did
dating myself.
Your,
why would
I
date myself?
Okay, but did you listen to your childhood friend, Darryl Plowden, be really honest about why he would not? And I understand what you're saying, Jay. You stuck on the positive, and the things you said, okay, you said. But you're not looking at the whole package of you.
I do. I am.
Okay, so the question is, would you date yourself, right?
Yeah. If the roles were reversed, let me go.
Would you date yourself?
I'm going to Steve Harvey because he know I did such a great job. So, Michael Gay, you're up next. if the roles were reversed, would you date yourself and why?
Knowing me, if I was a woman, knowing me, because that's what I'm looking at, is that what, because knowing me, and if I had to change over to being a woman and saying, okay, I know what I am, would I date myself?
Right.
I like what Daryl Plowden say. Yes, I would, knowing my positives and negatives.
Right.
Yes, I would, because I know my positives outweigh my negatives.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because I know that me being a woman, I would have some negatives too. So yes,
go ahead
I would
and name
some
of your positives.
No, but I'm saying, well, okay, to elaborate on that, the positive, because I am a giving person. I am a loving person.
Okay.
I am a person who would want a relationship to work. I'm not the type of, I mean, I'm grown now, and I'm not the type of person who would be out there, you know, at the club and this, that, and the other. I would date myself knowing that I'm a giving person. I'm a person that want a relationship to work. I would date myself because I know that I would date myself because I know that I want this relationship to be a relationship to where it's going to last and not just, you know, something that's just for the moment. When you say dating, meaning something that you're going to date and make into a serious relationship, that type of thing, just dating and
however
dating,
you
want to
look
thing.
At it.
Okay, but I
look
at it as far as a lasting relationship.
Long-term.
And if I'm involved, if I'm a woman, so you're saying if the roles were reversed and I'm a woman, knowing me, I would date myself because I know I'm going to be the type of man that's going to be, or I'm going to be the woman who's going to see a man, meaning me, that wants a family, wants happiness, wants to grow and build together.
Okay.
But I'm still going to be the man, and she be the woman, or I be the woman. And as
you
Jay said,
me now.
You know, there is a place for a woman, and there's a place for a man. See, a woman needs to let the man go ahead and handle a lot of business, because I've dated women who want to put on the pants, and I'm like, okay. And then once I gave them the pants, but they were too big for them. And then they turn around and say, here, you put them back on. See, I've had those type of relationships where they're like,
right, but you're,
you know what, they're too big.
Don't get off subject. Again, you're the
no, I'm not getting off subject.
Dating
I'm just saying, though.
As the
I'm
man.
Just saying
don't
that. I'm just saying,
subject,
I'm just saying that where,
okay.
But dating me, if I was dating myself, I would trust, if I was a woman, I would date me because I know
so
what
you
that
would
relationship
date yourself.
Would be. Yeah, I would.
Because you feel like you would be a good person in that relationship, like you said. I just got a text from somebody. Okay, so you would date yourself because you feel like you would be good in that relationship.
What does the text say?
It's from somebody else. Somebody that was just, I don't know, I guess they're listening. They need to press the number. They need to call in.
I know. So what did it say? Evidently,
they
said something.
It just said, hey, Steph, how you doing? Okay, all right, so I have somebody else. I don't recognize this number, 202-210. State your name. Thank you. Welcome to Honey Hush.
LA. Hello, this is LA. How are you all?
This is who?
LA.
LA?
How is everyone? LA. How are you all doing?
LA.
That's
doing
LA.
Great.
He is a cool critic. Hey, LA, how you doing? Sir?
Oh, hey, LA. Welcome to Honey Hush. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask you.
Yes,
okay,
I would date myself.
Okay.
For basically the same reasons that I would date someone like me, because I would like to know that they have very interests. I like to know that they have enough security about themselves where they don't feel like they're threatened by a lot of different women, that petty jealousy or whatever. I would like to know that they would like to just be together, cuddle, you know, just to feel each other, You know, sometimes you it's more than just being there having sex. You're feeling each other. You're loving each other.
That vibration.
And the vibration has to work. And to be able to communicate instead of holding things in.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would date myself. Yes, I have some issues. But the issues that I have, I'm willing to work it out. So I would like to have someone that's willing to work it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I agree with you on that. I agree. I mean, you're open. I'm with her on that because I'm willing to work it out.
I know, but when I said, you know, when I said you can't agree with me, it's funny how you can agree with everybody except me.
Jay, because you know I
have
listen
you
to that? You on your because I know you, and so you only focus on the positive things about you. Yes, you are a leader. Don't get me wrong, you are that, but you're not looking at the 100% of Jay King. The things that a woman has to deal with as
Jay King. You were so strong with her, I thought you was going to mute her on her own show. That's how strong you sound. It's like, oh, my God, Jay is about to mute her.
Now, don't give me L.A., and he could. He could go right on the board, and he has done it before because he's very controlling.
No,
so he has done it before
LA,
where he would go
it.
On there and
LA,
mute me on my own
LA,
show.
Yeah.
The show, let me ask you. The show wasn't about whether you touched that flow or not. The show.
Say that again. You sound like you was underwater when you said
that.
Yeah,
you were muffled.
Say it again.
Go ahead and repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
The show wasn't about whether you have flaw or
not. No, but it's the 100% of
you
as a person. Right.
I 100%, I'm dating me. I'm like, I would date this nigga. He's something. Yeah.
Do you know why he feel like he would date himself? He loves himself. He loves, and we should love ourselves. We should.
Come on now.
But
you
at the same time, we should recognize.
That's
right.
King don't love
recognize.
Himself.
But let me tell you something.
Yes,
let me tell you something. That's the problem with people right now. People don't really love themselves enough to even love somebody else. How do you love somebody else when you don't love you?
Right, I totally agree with that statement.
So you got a lot of people out
that.
Here. That,
Now I'm writing in. How can you do for yourself if you can't? I mean, how can you do for anybody else if you can't do for yourself?
But you
got to
recognize the flaws
that
you have at the same time, because no one's perfect. You got to recognize that part of yourself.
Correct.
And Jay, you definitely say that all the time. You say it on your show when you're speaking about something. You say you're really talking to yourself.
That's right. When we're talking about flaws, we ain't talking about flaws today.
But flaws are a part of oneself.
You said, okay.
I'm not saying that, Jay. It's part of oneself.
Let me tell you how to do it.
Okay, okay. Can I chime in just for a minute while you all argue?
No, let him finish.
I have heard Jay say on his show that he's not perfect. He has said that.
No, no one's
perfect. It was a shock.
He knows he's not perfect.
It was a shock. But he said he's not perfect. He's been honest about that. But Jay does have
but
a certain, you know, way about where he just, you know, look at it. But this is how he feels about himself. So he's saying that, if he was to date himself, that's what the topic is, he definitely would because he has that much confidence.
Yeah, I totally
about
agree
himself.
With that part. I'm not saying anything about
myself. When I'm dating me, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about somebody. I'm somebody else, you know.
Jay, your phone is sounding crazy.
You're in the water, Jay. Your phone sounds like you're in the water.
Yeah.
Well, because my phone is saying, "Why are you defending
yourself?"
Better.
That's
now
better.
You sound better. Sound better.
Yeah, my phone is like.
We might kind of be a good host tonight.
One at a time, please, you guys. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, let me say this. I'm Steve Harvey. When you want to, you come up with a show topic.
You are so mad about me being a great Steve Harvey.
No,
you are so mad about
I'm just
that. Get over it.
I have to go Steve Harvey right now.
If you are going to be a
Steve
co-host,
that's
when you
Steve
do subject,
that's not Steve. That's Steve.
Stop, Michael Gay. Let him talk, please.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
When you do the thing you should say, would you date yourself? What flaws would you?
No, I shouldn't have to say that because, like, Daryl Plowden recognized his flaws and his positives as well as Michael Gay, as well as Ali. You're the only one who only stuck on the positive things about yourself that you believe about yourself.
I didn't. All I said is I was dating because I'm something. I'm a strong man.
Because you're king. You're a leader. You're this. You're
that.
And a woman should be happy and privileged that
she should
in your presence.
She should. I don't blame her. Shit. Now you mad at her.
She got it going.
Now you mad
on.
At her because she got it.
No,
she got, and you mad about it. Why she got to have it going on? I'm the Steve Harvey over here.
Y'all making me cry over here. You know that? I'm laughing so damn hard.
Oh my God! He is so mad about that Steve Harvey.
You all making me tear up.
Hold on.
It's just so damn funny. It's unbelievable.
Oh my God, Jay is so upset about that show.
I got to put myself on mute.
Oh my God.
We ain't put yourself on mute yet, Mike. Go and mute yourself, Mike.
He's so mad about the situation of that show. That show was one of the top rated shows of that week. For real. It was like off the chain.
Well, because I was on the show. That's what.
No, because you left the show, Jay King. And we beat Kings in the Morning
the
as well as the Real Delia show. We beat the Real Delia show. We pulled it out. Now, let me just point this out.
Stephanie.
Let me point this out real quick. Michael Gay, I had a lot of people text me after the show said that you Googled answers. And that's what I didn't like because you were on our team at the end of the day.
No. I did not Google it. See, what I did, I thought like a white person would answer that question. And the truth is that when I watch, now be honest, when I watch Family Feud and I see mm-hmm. where some of the answers, even Steve Harvey be like, how the fuck that answer?
Right.
Excuse my language.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And I thought about it, and the question, I was like, golf clubs.
Who is calling me?
Because white people go golfing.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck you
that's
gonna take your golf
I totally
clubs
agree
on
with
a
you.
Right?
I didn't believe,
and it just hit me, you know,
you
because.
Googled it. I didn't believe the fact that you Googled it.
I believe he Googled it.
No, I did not.
Well, even if he Googled it, who's to say it was to be on the top 100 answer, though? Or, you know, who was to say that it was going to be on there, even if he Googled it? You know what I'm saying? So that's
why I was getting the text messages. And if you remember, I said a lucky guess because I thought about it. I said, okay, you know, the majority of the answers are biased. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch Family Feud over the years, look at the reruns and look at when the black folks answer, we come up with black answers. But they normally white answers. And I thought, I said, golf clubs, hell, if you go on, you know, because a lot of white guys like to golf.
Right.
More so than blacks. And I said golf clubs. Which was,
now,
I did
Jay,
not Google it.
Why don't you,
I just
Jay,
said it.
Since you feel like you can be the better Steve Harvey, why don't you do it on Kings in the Morning and challenge Honey Hush to a Kings in the Morning show, and we'll show up. I'll get my team together. We'll show up, and you could be Steve Harvey and moderate the show.
Well,
and
I'll
go
do that
from
because
there.
I will.
Can I chime in and say something? Stephanie, you have a good idea with the show.
Family.
I was thinking.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.